Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chip Bell is here. He's our good friend, longtime 8-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, founder of the Chip Bell Group, author of Sprinkles, Creating Awesome Experiences Through Innovative Service. That's just his new book and a stack of books he's authored or co-authored. Most of the time with our good buddy, other good buddy, John Patterson. Chip, thanks again for being here. ChipBell.com, right?
It is ChipBell.com, Jim.
All right.
I appreciate that.
So what does a tattoo have to do with service?
Well, I think that goes with a... I'm not a big fan of tattoos, but, you know...
Me either.
You see it is, you know, because it's permanent, you know. These temporary, I think, are cute and fun, but
the Lord made me beautiful as I am. I don't want to mess it up.
There you go. You don't need to mess it up.
I don't want to mess up. Hey, why would I tinker with perfection, Chip?
Exactly. But in many ways, it's a signature. I mean, it's a statement about who you are, what matters most to you, and we put a tattoo on every service experience we create for our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially a way of saying, this is who I am, this is what's important to me, this is what I value. And so, to me, it provides a good metaphor, and in much the same way, because customers tend to have long memories,
mm-hmm.
it's almost permanent.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to change, you know, unless you're as wealthy as Angelina Jolie, those tattoos are hard to get off.
You're right about that, because I don't know how many times... I have come to a place and something bothered me about a business.
Right.
I couldn't remember what it was, but there was something that bothered me about them. You know, I knew I hadn't done business with them in a long time, but I knew that I had, but there was something that stuck in my craw and it wasn't positive, it was negative.
Right.
But I didn't know what it was, and I thought, well, maybe I'm wrong. And then I'd go into business, and then before long I'd remember. Because they hadn't changed.
Right. And here again, that long memory
mm-hmm.
says, when I do my signature, whatever I do that says I'm putting my tattoo on this experience, I think it's important that it's great at what we do. It is, it's our very best at what we do because it is long remembered by customers.
Well, see, that's the ding in branding, isn't it?
It is.
And that
Absolutely.
Tattoo is the ding in branding.
It is.
And the scary part is you're not the only tattoo artist in your business, right? Your employees are, too.
Everybody has an opportunity to create a tattoo on the customer in terms of, this is who I am, this is what I represent. It's not dissimilar, to use your word, brand. You know, it's a sense of ownership. It's a sense of, this is distinctively us. Well, you know, we put that hot poker on a cow, which is where branding began, you know. It was signifying this belongs to me. This is my signature. And so that's what we create on customers. And again, it's permanent, says make it great because this may be your last chance to create a great experience.
Yeah.
You know, your mother taught you, you don't have a second chance to make a great first impression. And I think it's cut from that same cloth.
Well, you know, back when, and I like telling this story because I've told it several times, back in the early part of the last decade, when I got my very first major corporate sponsor for our show, it was IBM.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 2001, as I remember.
Right.
And may have been 2000, I forgot. Anyway, very first corporate sponsor. And somebody said, a couple of years later, said, boy, I bet that was a big deal for you as a red letter day, wasn't it, when you got them as a sponsor? I said, you know what? It was, but the day they signed on with me was not my favorite day. They said, what was your favorite? I said, that was when they renewed.
All right. That's exactly.
When they said, I'll do it again, I said, that was probably the red letter day of my career.
Yeah, exactly.
When they said, I want some more of that, Jim.
Yeah, Exactly. Now
that's what, you know, that's the tattoo we want to put on our customers, isn't it?
Exactly.
I want some more of that. Yeah. I want another mess of that.
I want them to come back, and more than that, I want them to come back and bring their friends.
Right.
And so creating that advocacy starts with that signature experience you create.
And today, sadly, or maybe not sadly, depending on how you work it, today are the people who we do business with, the people who have these experiences with us, have the ability to transfer that tattoo over to Twitter
to
and Facebook and
absolutely
and other things, right? I mean, they can give a good tattoo or a bad tattoo on social media.
Exactly. I tell people all the time, you know, the word of mouth has five times the reach of word of mouth. And so what you say on social media has five times the reach because it can cover more people more quickly, and again, it gets repeated. And so today particularly, having that great experience is crucial because they can bring you down quickly.
Well, and that's the thing, and this is why training, reading books like yours, Chip, and going through the books with your employees, folks, and training them, this is like fall off a log, almost no expense return on investment, isn't it, Chip?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you got to pass on what's important to you and what you value. And here again, hopefully that the frontline person will become an ambassador for your values, not just an ambassador for your company.
What kind of a tattoo are you and your people putting on your customers and prospects today, my friends? Hey, Chip, good job again. Thanks. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir. Always enjoy. Joy to be with you, Jim.
ChipBell.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. Go to Amazon. Find all his books. You will be impressed. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.